Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thanks for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about what does low oil pressure mean on your heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to the podcast. A lot of care needs to be taken when it comes to the construction equipment, as it often considers to be the backbone of the industry of any job site. If your heavy equipment ceases to work, your entire project comes to a standstill, and the construction company will never want that to happen. This is the reason why we must ensure that the overall health of the heavy equipment is in good working order. Now, something that plays a crucial role in determining the good health of the heavy equipment is lubricant that is used on it. The machine will perform smoothly as long as the lubricants are doing their job, but one also needs to ensure that to change the oil, which if not done, can cause immense problem to the machine to perform. This can simply not be ignored, and if done, then the owner should be ready to bear the exposure or exponential costs to get the machine fixed. In most of the modern day heavy equipment that all construction companies and contractors possesses has something known as oil pressure warning light installed in the machine, which will flicker the moment the machine comprehends a problem that is being caused or causing due to the low oil pressure. They can also get a low oil pressure reading on the dash gauge, which also acts as a warning indicator as a problem is expected to arrive at your doorstep. The owner slash operator should not take this warning lightly. The action needs to be taken immediately. However, it has been observed that people tend to neglect and ignore such warnings, which later becomes the reason of a non-function of the machine. Since the normal wear increases, the engine bearing clearances, and the engines are bound to lose a certain degree of oil pressure. But when you identify low oil pressure in the engine, you should take it as an indicator or indication that something's really wrong. If not, can throw up serious consequences. One also needs to understand what causes low oil pressure. It is often caused due to worn main and rod bearings, the oil pump producing flow, and any sort of resonance to this flow causes low oil pressure. So, who causes the resistance? And it is the offices in the machine block that causes the resistance. The oil flow through the engine block and between the bearings and the crankshaft journal. So when the bearings wear, it just increases the flow of oil, which ultimately results in low oil pressure. Other parts of the machine, such as overhead cam engines, can also suffer due to low oil pressure. Increase in the bearing clearance can also lead to noisy engine and pounding, which should be enough to indicate to the owner or operator to act immediately on the machine and be ready to shell out some good chunk of money to fix the problem. Other than the rod bearings, if there is extensive flow of oil through any other means, it is also cause of worry. This is absolutely not to be checked every now and then, why is the best option to get the problem resolved at the first instance when you see the oil pressure warning light flickering. Again, this can obviously not be checked every now and then, which is why the best option, again, to get this problem resolved at the first glance or when the light of the oil pressure light flickers. Again, that's what the warning light means, so you can jump on it immediately. Again, if you got any questions, give us a call, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.